That is.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I need to remind many of you that this show today is only 1 hour as opposed to the usual 3 hours. And the reason why I have to remind many of you that is because a lot of times your calls start coming in at 59 after the hour and then past it, and I'd love to talk to you all. It just, they only have me on for an hour on the weekends. I'm a little bit of a workaholic. I know you all think I'm a slacker and I'm probably being lazy, but no, only an hour on Saturday, 3 hours during the week. So if you do have any medical questions, comments, anything you want to talk about, call in now because hour goes by pretty fast. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I do feel that mucus coming. I was hoping I could clear my throat at the break, but we have another 9 minutes before the break, so hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry about that. I was just hoping it would just slither down the back of my throat and y'all wouldn't notice, but that was kind of a tough one. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of stuff to talk about. We need to talk about this salmonella outbreak that is involving cantaloupes. Yes, cantaloupes are again in the news. I don't get it. Not my favorite fruit. I really dig grapes and plums this time of year. Don't really know what the big attraction is to cantaloupe. Now I guess we have a salmonella outbreak, so we're going to talk about that. Ross going to talk about how if you eat walnuts, your sperm will be healthy. Eat walnuts. I know. I don't like nuts unless they're covered in chocolate. A lot of new medical updates that we need to discuss. Many of you have been throughout the week, and I'm just going to briefly talk about concerns with Paul Ryan's Medicare plan. What is really going to happen to Medicare? Is it good? Is it bad? So we're also going to hash that out. You all know how I feel. I think any changes to Medicare, I think, will be positive, and we'll explain why. We also have a big deadline coming up with hospitals having to pay their penalty fine for Medicare readmissions. That's going to be starting, I believe, in 5 weeks, making a lot of hospitals nervous, even in our area. So, yeah, as you can see, we got a very, very busy day. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know many of us are a little dehydrated right now. It's still pretty hot. Don't forget to drink your water. If you need me to stop so you could go run and get some ice water, I'll stop. You want me to stop for a second so you could get your ice water? Okay, I'll stop. Here you go. Hurry. Get your water. No. No, don't, yeah, that one is good. That one's fine. Take that one. Okay. Want to make sure you guys are getting your water. It is hot. It is nasty. I'm miserable. In fact, I have to have surgery actually in the next couple weeks. I went in for my mammogram. Yes, I know you all wanted a live broadcast of that. I'm sorry. Sorry. It happened too quick and there was too much crunching sounds and a couple, you know, deflation sounds, with the machine. But anyway, my doctor noticed my umbilical hernia and said, when are you going to get that fixed? And I go, I don't like going to doctors. I don't believe in doctors. Right. What do you all say to me? I don't believe in doctors. I'm not going to go to a doctor. Well, I told him the same thing. He didn't buy it. So I have to have surgery next Friday. I'll still try and do the show. I mean, why not? You know, post-op, it's got, or am I doing it the, I don't know, in a couple Thursdays from now. I'm going to probably do it at Summerlin Hospital. So for those of you that work at Summerlin Hospital, just give me some privacy when I'm on the bedpan. So I ran to Walmart, you know, bought some razors because I figured I'd need to shave. And now I'm kind of dealing with some razor burn on my legs. I didn't realize how you really need to break a razor in. or you need to use it more often. So I apologize if I sound a little bit miserable today. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, because this summer has been so grueling, I want you all to think about plans for next summer and the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We are going to be going to Alaska. We are taking one of the biggest ships ever to go up to Alaska. It's called the Celebrity Solstice. I've been on Celebrity before. The food is amazing. And for those of you that have been on the Dr. Dahlia cruise, you know how much fun it is, and we get lots of extra goodies. The problem with Alaskan cruises is they book up too quick. And so we were able to get a block of rooms, not as many as we wanted to get, but we got a lot. Unfortunately, though, after a certain amount of months, they want them back. So if you're going to book, book now. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Okay, what's going on with the cantaloupe and salmonella? Well, remember, last year we were dealing with the listeria outbreak. And there was listeria found in the Colorado plant farm that contaminated cantaloupe. We had multiple deaths, multiple illnesses, and that was listeria. Well, now we have a salmonella outbreak. Already two people have died. We believe over 150 people have been sickened in multiple states, including Kentucky, Minnesota, and they're currently telling us to, just keep our eyes out. Now, unfortunately, cantaloupe, it's a very crevicey fruit. You know, if you look at your watermelon, very smooth skin, right? Watermelon, very, very smooth. Banana, smooth. Cantaloupe, very crevicey, a lot of divots, etc. So probably what happens is the bacteria sets up shop in there. Then when you cut the cantaloupe, if you don't wash it off completely, you're touching it, it gets in with the orange meat of the cantaloupe, and you end up being affected. Now, they are, though, still investigating watermelons, because watermelons in the region could possibly be affected. But I don't think we're going to see the watermelon outbreak as severe as the cantaloupe outbreak, just because of the way the skin is. Salmonella, though, an advantage to what we're going to see here is salmonella will affect you a lot quicker than listeria. Remember, some people got sick 4 weeks later? Well, that's extremely frustrating for many of us, because you don't remember what you ate 4 weeks before. I don't even remember what I ate yesterday. So with salmonella, many times your infection will really kick in within 48 to 72 hours. Bloody diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, fever, aches, etc. So if that's the case, and you have any signs of that, you need to go and get checked. Salmonella can be treated with antibiotics. Symptomatic measures, a lot of fluids, etc. So we'll keep you posted with that. Okay, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Joe on the line. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
I want to talk to you about some neck and back issues. I've got some cervical and lumbar where the doctors want to go in and do conventional open surgery. We're dealing with some herniated disc, crushed disc, and severe stenosis. I'm pretty much against the fusion. That's what they want to do. What's your thoughts on this minimally invasive surgery that they're advertising quite a bit now? Is it, do they get anything done with it successful, or is it just a lot of marketing?
No, that's a good question. But before we get to that, why are you against fusion?
It seems like fusion is just starts the deterioration of the disc that next to it. And, you know, it's kind of a dead end road.
Okay.
In a matter of years.
No, I get that, Joe. Yeah, because, you know, when I was in medical school, I remember hearing about how they would fuse the bones together, take out the disc, and I'm like, how does that help pain? It just seemed a little counterintuitive. But surprisingly, many of my patients that end up getting the cervical or the lumbar fusion, because there's no disc there and you can't make any more osteophytes or arthritis and the bones grow together, it actually allows for less pain. I was very pleasantly surprised how many of my patients did well with lumbar fusion. The only reason why I bring that up, not to change your mind, but many of us have this kind of idea and bias in our head going, no, never get the fusion, but I'm amazed at how well that does. Now, your minimally invasive cervical and lumbar surgery, for the most part, it involves endoscopy. If your neurosurgeon or orthopedic surgeon can do what they need to endoscopically, and they're very good with it, and very talented, I would say that would be a phenomenal way to go. You have less post-op time, less bleeding, less need for pain medication. Not to change the subject on me, but I'm supposed to have an umbilical hernia repair. If they can do it endoscopically, which they're planning on, great. If they can't, then they're going to have to cut me open, and then they're going to have to, do the mesh that way. My post-op time is going to be a lot longer. More risk of complications because now you have a wound that you need to take care of that's larger than the little endoscopic ports that they put in. So from what I understand, we still have good success rate, but again, it depends on who's doing them. You'll notice some surgeons don't recommend it because they don't do them. It's not that they don't recommend the minimally invasive surgery because they dislike it. It's just they were trained in it. They were trained I don't want to say the old-fashioned way, but the usual way where they can open you up, move over the muscles, and get to where they need to. So from what I understand, it's good, but you need to find somebody that's very experienced in it. Does that make sense?
It sure does, and that's exactly what I've found. The older surgeons, they want to stay with the old slice you open, but the minimally invasive, what's your recommendations? What areas? There's some big centers that advertise it around the Western United States, but
right. Well, and of course, honestly, the big centers, would probably be a smart way to go because these people, they're the ones that usually have, they associate with a lot of teaching hospitals. They do a lot of research and studies. So you would probably see, as opposed to a smaller town or a smaller hospital. However, what I always recommend is try to get patient testimonies and not just the ones online. Usually many surgeons have a group of people that sign the HIPAA waivers that say, look, I did the surgery with you, doc. Let me talk to any future patients and quell their fears. Because again, these patients have nothing to gain. They're not going to make money off of it. So my recommendation is any doctor you are considering, ask if they have any patients you could call. And they'll tell you, like, okay, this was my post-op time. This was this. And they'll be honest. Because again, they aren't getting paid to do a commercial for the doctor. And I think that would probably be the better way to go. If they, if you have some patient testimonials that say, no, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to go see another doctor. This didn't work. You're going to get that information. But I think what's most valuable is actually talking to a lot of the patients. You talk to the doctor, he's going to say, oh, this is wonderful. And of course, because he believes in it and he does it. But what about people that actually underwent the surgery? And it's very simple to ask a doctor for patient information to get testimonials. Okay, Joe? And then,
what would be the reasoning? What would be the reasoning behind why insurances will pay for conventional open surgery pretty much 100%, but then they'll only want to pay about 50% on the minimally invasive? What's the reasoning behind that?
Joe, you should know by now, insurance has no rationale whatsoever. I have no idea. Remember, insurance wouldn't pay for physicals, yet they pay for cervical cancer. They wouldn't pay for the pap smear, but they pay for cervical cancer. There's no rationale. There really isn't. I think when it comes to insurance, they are so slow to adopt paying for something that if it took them this long to cover lumbar fusions and cervical fusions and microdiscectomies, etc., it takes a long time for them to decide on doing the laparoscopic. You would think the laparoscopic would be cheaper, but insurance companies are well known for not using any logic, and they'll cover more expensive procedures and not the cheaper procedures for no rhyme or reason. But Joe, I got to let you go, but I do urge you, please, email me if you do find somebody, have the surgery and love it. because I am trying to acquire a database of places that my patients love and swear by, so I have some recommendations, okay? Good luck with that, Joe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I really urge all of you to forward me any scoop that you have on what's been going on. There was an article that came out earlier this week on how many patients in California and multiple large cities are being diverted in the ambulance to other hospitals that could be miles away. And one rumor that's going around is if they're Medicare and there's that risk of the hospital getting penalized for readmission, they're not going to want to take you. Now, that's pretty scary for many of our Medicare patients. And like I said, I'm trying to acquire as much information as possible. Most of the information I get is from doctors, is from the media, and I really want to hear from you. We had a lady that called in or wrote us from Los Angeles. She had been to this hospital before for her emphysema. She called 911, was having another exacerbation. They would not take her to that hospital. They drove her 10 miles away to another hospital. And she thinks having Medicare is like having a scarlet letter on her chest, a big M rather than the big letter A. And you know, if that's the case, as we look to see what Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney want to do with health care and Medicare, it may not be all that bad. OK, in essence, and I'm not going to go through all the details of Ryan's Medicare plan. Please, by the way, listen to some of my shows from earlier this week. Unfortunately, Saturday is usually my review show, so I can't go into as much detail because of time constraints. So you could go on demand or you could download the Droid app, listen to the shows that I had earlier that week. But in essence, what the Ryan plan does is allow an opt out for Medicare patients. There would be vouchers that would allow you to purchase private insurance. True, there may be a few hundred dollars extra cost on your end. There's a lot of little details that, from what we understand, are getting panned out. I know people are saying, oh, well, Ryan is going to take, you know, billions of dollars out of Medicare. Well, Obama already took about $700 billion out of Medicare already. So I wouldn't panic about, you know, who's taking more money out of Medicare. What I think, though, is a definite positive is if a Medicare patient has an out, from what I understand with many of my Medicare patients, they're going to want to take advantage of it. Now, we've discussed the variety of things that are going to be hitting Medicare patients, and unfortunately, and I think undeservedly, such that you're having doctors that don't want to take Medicare, so already your access is going down. We're having Medicare cover less. But the big issue, the scariest issue, is the hospital issue, where hospitals, I believe by October 1, are going to get their penalty, whether it's a 1%, 2%, 3% Medicare cut, for the number of Medicare readmissions that they had. And rather than taking a first-time Medicare patient and keeping them for as long as they can and making sure they're all fine and dandy before they discharge him, what the hospitals are doing is saying, no, I don't want the Medicare patient to begin with. Now, some of you are like, oh, well, the government's stupid. No, the government's not stupid. Look at what they did. Remember, government controls Medicare. If they find that hospitals are trying not to take Medicare patients, it just saves them money. All right. I know many of you disagree with a lot of the Democratic and the liberal ideologies out there, but don't disagree with them because they're unintelligent. Remember, they know what they're doing. Obamacare, even though it was haphazardly written, aspects of Obamacare were very well thought out. And the parts that were well thought out dealt with the control that the government could have. If you have a hospital now that is so afraid of the penalty that they aren't going to readmit you or want the Medicare patient to be admitted to begin with in the first place, look at how much money Medicare can save. Now, what's unfortunate is if you're sitting there in the ambulance, you have to go to the hospital. Whatever hospital gives the ambulance the go-ahead, that's where you're going. So now we have Medicare patients starting to lose choice in their hospital. Now, we're going to talk about, when we come back from break, how to protect yourselves from that. And if any of you have seen any issues such as that, please call in. I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Home. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So last week, Mitt Romney picks Paul Ryan as his running mate. All of a sudden, the liberal media spews out that Medicare is the top issue of this next election. When did that happen? Medicare. Medicare is the top? Medicare is an issue. I thought it was economy and jobs. Okay, you see what the media does? They don't really have anything on these guys. Okay, they're both handsome. Paul Ryan is so cute. I can't believe he's only a year older than I am. I must be doing something wrong when people my age are becoming vice president. And anyway, all right, I'm sorry. I'm lazy. I need to do more. I need to expand more. But anyway, so all of a sudden the media now is trying to refocus on the crappy jobs reports, the crappy economy, the high unemployment, to now say the election is all about Medicare. Well, of course, you know, they want to attract Florida voters. They want to attract seniors. Even with this voter ID law, you notice the pictures with the voter ID law, if you ever look at these articles, is a senior sitting there looking sad that she has to come up with an ID. You know, I mean, they know exactly what they're doing, and it's frustrating to see how we're just getting played over and over and over again. But, I mean, yes, Medicare is a pretty significant issue, and if I had to look at the plan, you know, whether it be from the Democratic side or the Republican side, and if I was a senior, I would probably still go for Ryan's plan, because if you break it all down, there's a possible opt-out. Now, news this week had released that thousands of hospitals are getting ready to be penalized under Medicare's readmission reduction program. This readmission reduction program, which I think is probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, has been assigned the task of reducing costly hospital readmissions. Of course, it's a part of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. How are you protected if the hospital doesn't want to readmit you, please? And from what they're estimating, estimating, $280 million is going to be cut from hospital pay in terms of their Medicare pay. Now, when you look at this and you're like, okay, you know, some of you will be like, okay, well, hospitals, well, they make mistakes. You know, they do things all the time. I'm not going to play violins for these hospitals. They make too much money as it is. Good. I'm glad the government's finding them. Okay, well, do you know why the government's finding them? Do you get what this whole readmission thing is about? Okay, let's say you go to the hospital for a heart attack or for emphysema or for new onset diabetes. And you went into, let's say, a diabetic coma. Okay. You leave the hospital, and many of you enter the hospital not really taking a lot of medications. Okay. Something happened, and your body and your health took a turn for worse. When you get out of the hospital, you are given a list, usually of, 10 medications, plus half a dozen doctors to see when you leave the hospital. Now, do 100% of you follow those directions to a T? Even I don't, as a doctor. I can't tell you how many times I was discharged from surgery or whatever. They give you the pain pill. They give you the stool softener. I don't go and buy them, you know, because I don't feel like going to the pharmacy when I'm sick. I coming back from surgery, and I don't like how I feel on pain medicines. So a lot of times, I don't even take the medicines I get. Okay, is that the hospital's fault? Is it really the hospital's fault? If I come back because I get overly constipated now, or I have a bowel obstruction, or I'm in too much pain, was that the hospital's fault? Or was it mine because they didn't want to pick up the medications? You know, many people, the reason why they don't take multiple medications is they can't afford it. Or they don't like to take the medications. They don't like how they feel. So you think all of a sudden they're going to change just because they were discharged from the hospital? No. So many of my asthmatics or emphysema patients or my cardiac patients, you know, they don't go to the pharmacy and fill all their medications. Maybe they can't afford it. Maybe Medicare does a horrible job of covering it. So they end up getting sick again, and then where do they go back to the hospital? Why is the hospital getting penalized? Was it really the hospital's fault that you were readmitted? And the way the system sits right now and the way they're penalizing the hospital makes it look like it is the hospital's fault. Well, they should have done a better job when they discharged you. They should have given you better instructions, made sure home health came to visit. What are they supposed to do? Drive you to Walgreens? Is there supposed to be a hospital liaison that actually takes you to Walgreens and then goes home with you and actually puts the pill in your mouth? I don't know about many of your private insurance coverage, but I know with Medicare coverage, you only get X amount of home health visits, if that. Where did the hospital go wrong if you don't recover fully and feel like you need to go back to the hospital? Remember, now that many of us are cash-strapped and Medicare has higher deductibles and higher out-of-pocket copays, we're probably less compliant with our medication regimen. So, yes, we're using the hospital more. Somebody tell me where it's the hospital's fault for these readmissions and why they should be dinged $280 billion. So what can the hospitals do in defense? If you're a Medicare patient, they'll say no, thank you. Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, don't they get paid from Medicare? Don't they want the initial money? If you're going to get fined and penalized and lose up to 3% of what you receive that year, remember, it's not like you're getting paid a heck of a lot from Medicare to begin with. It may not really be worth the trouble for these hospitals. And remember, you're assuming a hospital gets paid on every single claim timely. Many claims just don't get paid. You've heard multiple times we talk about averages, 2 out of every 5 claims get paid. 2 to 3. So at that rate, no. I mean, the hospital's going to say, what am I dealing with this for? If you have Medicare, go somewhere else. And unfortunately, they say the hospitals in the underserved areas are going to be the worst hit, because many of them get the quote-unquote dump that they're calling it. When these other private hospitals don't want the Medicare patients, they're getting diverted to the hospitals in the underserved areas. And then if these hospitals deal with the readmissions because they don't want to turn you down, they get fined, they get less income, they're going to probably eventually close. So what do you do as a Medicare patient to protect yourself? All right. Well, unfortunately, many of your primary care doctors or internal medicine doctors don't take Medicare. Those that do, I would suggest sit down and talk to them. Obviously, if they're your doctor, you have Medicare, you're seeing them, and ask them, what would they suggest you do if you do have to go to the hospital? Because you don't want to be stuck in an ambulance that's getting diverted. Now, you drive yourself to the hospital, you have a little bit more control. What the hospital may do if they don't want to admit you is just keep you in the ER for a few days. But at least you're at the hospital you want to be at. I don't like that either. I don't want you stuck in an emergency room cubby. I would rather you get direct admitted to the hospital, and your doctor would have to facilitate that. However, I understand that many doctors now don't admit to hospitals. They have the hospitalist group deal with that. So many doctors are like, I don't go to the hospital. I don't deal with the hospital. I'm in clinic all day. Many insurances only allow you to go to certain hospitals, which means I would have to visit 5-6 hospitals every day to see all my patients. I don't deal with that. Well, then you need to ask who does their admissions, and should you have their number on speed dial? How do you facilitate this process? And if they can't help you, then you find another Medicare doctor that will. Because what some of your doctors can do is a direct admit. Say, look, one of my patients has pneumonia, has had a history of pneumonia. I think they're having pneumonia again. They also have emphysema. I want them watched, observed, 24 hours, etc. I want to admit them. 23-hour observation is not an admitted, but 24 hours on up, it's an admission. I want to admit the patient directly. Then the admitting team in the hospital gives you a room, 204. You go directly to admitting and go up to room 204, and you get to avoid the ER. For now, that's about the only thing I could think of. I mean, unless later Medicare patients get an out and they get an opportunity to use these vouchers to get hopefully affordable private health insurance. Now, I think that sounds too good to be true. If health insurance was affordable for our seniors, they'd already be purchasing it and not opting for Medicare. I mean, many of you are on Medicare because you have to. There wasn't another option. So I'm not overly optimistic, but I tell you, I'd rather see what Ryan is doing, Paul Ryan is suggesting, than what we currently have. Because if it does give you an opt-out and you get to walk around with Blue Cross Blue Shield, United, etc., you may see less discrimination from the hospital. I think it is asinine that we even have this conversation. This is stupid. But the government decides to penalize hospitals because it's all about penalty. That's the word of the administration. Penalty and tax. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. Spelled AlkaVision.com. Or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Donovan, who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening and being such loyal listeners. Don't forget, we are already booking for the Dr. Dolly Alaska Cruise next summer. We're going to get out of the heat. go up to Alaska. We're going to probably take one of the biggest ships that ever go up there, the Celebrity Solstice. It is going to be a phenomenal cruise. Unfortunately, these cruises book very quickly. So please check out my website, get in touch with Travel Agent, and we will get you booked. It's going to be phenomenal. We always have a good time. Also, a little bit later, when you're on Facebook, Poking, Super Poking, Farm Villain, whatever you do on Facebook, don't forget to look up the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect. This way I could give you up-to-date news and medical updates. And don't forget to find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, this story came out this week, and I thought this was really cool. So many of us have irritable bowel, or we have bloating, or we have gas, or we have constipation, whatnot. And a study came out thinking, what if this is intestinal chickenpox? Now, at first, we're like, what? Chickenpox in the bowel? What are they talking about? But it makes some sense. Okay, researchers at Columbia University think that varicella zoster, which is the virus known to cause chickenpox and then later shingles, what if it decides to set up shop and reside in your intestinal nervous system? Remember, you get chickenpox as a kid. Most of us get it as a kid. Although now we're vaccinated against it, you get the pox, you get the blisters, you get the fever, the myalgias, then the symptoms go away, but the nerve still stays with you for life, or the virus still stays with you for life. It decides to set up shop in a nerve. Then, as you're an adult, when you're stressed, it decides to come out in the form of shingles. Usually it follows that one dermatome, one side of the body. You'll get it near the eye, near the chest, on the leg. We're also vaccinated against that as well. When you're 60 and older, you could go and get the varicella vaccine, and I definitely recommend that. However, new researchers have found that when they looked at multiple people who had abdominal issues and ulcers, when they went into their gastric area and the stomach lining, they actually found chickenpox near the ulcer. So if many of our abdominal issues, all right, yes, I think a lot of it is diet, you know, and that's why, you know, the big thing now is gluten-free and trying to avoid many of these, certain carbs that are from, you know, refined breads and sugars and pastries, et cetera. I think that'll help as well. But pretty interesting, if they found chickenpox virus near ulcers in some of these people that they study. So it's an interesting thought. And the reason why I like this is because a lot of times we get these studies and they teach us, you know, what could possibly be going on. And we're like, well, what do we do about it? Well, there's nothing to treat. There's nothing to do about it. If this is the case, yes, there is something we could do. Because if you are having, let's say, a chickenpox reactivation, a varicella reactivation that's affecting your bowel, we could give you an antiviral. This is some cool stuff. Now, until we get more research on this, I would suggest that if you are having issues and you've already seen the gastroenterologist, you've had your scopes, you've already tried a diet plan and nothing works, maybe the doctor could consider a 7-day treatment of an antiviral just to see. You know, there's very low side effects with these antivirals. These are Cyclovir and Valtrex, etc. Maybe worth a try. All right, just saying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for many of you that are trying to work on getting super sperm, they recommend eating walnuts. 2 handfuls of walnuts a day improve your sperm. They say over a 12-week period, sperm shape, movement, and strength all improved in men who ate walnuts regularly. How do they test sperm strength? I guess they gave the sperm a walnut to lift. I know many of you thought this was funny because the average testicle is the size of a large walnut, but we're talking about actually walnuts that you eat, okay? The study looked at 117 men between 21 and 35. Wait, isn't there a delicacy where you eat bull testicles? What are those called? Rocky Mountain oysters? Yeah, we're just talking about walnuts. They looked at the men. They divided them into those that ate the walnuts, those that didn't. Then they looked at their sperm, and the sperm were much more super in those that ate walnuts. Pretty exciting stuff. All right, get the walnuts in. This is fascinating. The Army is developing. Don't you love when I say do on air? Yeah. Boy, am I talented. The Army is developing an anti-suicide nasal spray. I guess many people are, you know, forced suicide, and they're trying to make them anti. No, what's happening with this? This is fascinating. The Army has given researchers at the University of Indiana School of Medicine a $3 million grant to develop the spray. And what this spray has is thyrotropin-releasing hormone, TRH. This is what stimulates the pituitary to make thyroid-stimulating hormone, which turns around and stimulates your thyroid to produce thyroxin. Now, TRH, that comes from the brain, apparently helps decrease suicidal ideas, depression, and bipolar. Also, there's a little prolactin push, so that may be something else that would help as well. But this nasal spray, even though it doesn't replace traditional antidepressants, what it's supposed to do is decrease that initial suicidal thought and that crisis that you have to the point where hopefully then the antidepressants could kick in or therapy could kick in. I love it. I think it is fascinating. Again, I don't know what the long-term sequela could be with TRH, nasal type of preparations, but from what we do understand that it may help it cross the blood-brain barrier, get to the brain where it needs to, and decrease suicidal thoughts. So fascinating, okay? Speaking of people considering suicide, married people. They say when you get married, women tend to increase their drinking. That's interesting. Women will increase drinking, not surprisingly, but interesting, when they get married, yet men will actually cut back on their drinking. This was studied at the University of Cincinnati and Pennsylvania State University, as well as Rutgers, and they looked at married people, and that they found that whether men were single, married, divorced, etc., men drank more than women before marriage, but after marriage they drank less. Yet women who were recently divorced or married started to increase more drinking. So, yeah. Well, I'd like to know, what about having two kids? Okay, does drinking rise with that? Birth control pill for men is closer every year. They talk about the birth control pill for men. Personally, I don't know why they're working so hard on this. Men won't take it. Do you know any man who will actually take a birth control pill? Anyway, this drug is dubbed JQ1. It stunts sperm production in male mice. It was actually a medication we used for cancer research. And they found that it would cause a reversible lack of production of sperm in mice. You stop the medication, sperm counts go right back up. So they think this is going to be the medicine that will later hit the pharmacies. Again, I don't know how many people are going to flock to use this one. Men usually think birth control should be a woman's issue. And, I mean, it is a pain in the butt. I mean, birth control is a pain in the butt. I mean, and how many of you ladies would trust your man to be taking the pill regularly? I mean, my husband, I love my husband to death. He's a brilliant man. But the man, every time he takes an antibiotic, only takes a couple days worth, and he doesn't even take it correctly throughout the day. There is no way I trust him to do the birth control. No way. That's why I bolt my knees together. Now, we didn't get to talk about the West Nile virus and what happened with Dallas and the aerial spraying of the insecticide. I spent a lot of time on it earlier this week, so I definitely urge you to go back through my on-demand or your free Droid app or through archives and podcasts to listen in. West Nile virus is being transmitted by mosquitoes. From what we understand, there's already been about 17 deaths in the southern United States, as well as multiple hundreds of other cases. We reviewed mosquito prevention. Many of you listening live either in Kentucky or Missouri or the South, and I really urge you to listen and to tune in and look at some of the recommendations we've had in terms of preventing mosquito prevention, like wear lighter clothes instead of dark, using DEET spray, but maybe also throw permethrin, the lice spray, on your clothes. That'll give you even more protection than you think. I don't know much about the vanilla and some of these other oils, but people swear by them. But the netting, you know, you could use big rimmed hats. Basically, dress like a dork, right? Put your pants in your socks, wear one of these hee-haw hats, use netting, spray yourself with DEET and lice spray, and wear very light clothing. You'll look like a dork, but you won't get bit by mosquitoes, which is kind of important. But please definitely listen to my previous shows, get information on that. All right, guys, great show. Can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Please be safe, and don't forget to find us on Facebook. God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.